Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
I keep wasting talking. You know, I was just talking to Stu Taylor. You know who he is? I bet you do, because I don't, but I was just on his show. Why, I don't know. But thank you anyway for whatever it is that he could have done for me, which obviously is not too much.
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight.
All right, we're back with an important book, and I'm certainly going to address one of the more important reasons you should buy it. And I guess Diana Boer, Communicate Like a Leader, Connecting Strategically to Coach, Inspire, and Get Things Done, is the consummate example of how to make companies better, how to make people better. And when we are involved in these kinds of activities, more Diana than me, more Diana than I am, what you are involved in is switching professions all the time, from psychologist to marketing to public relations. It's quite an umbrella approach. And I want to have you get back to the issue of trust and truth-telling. I have a couple of sayings in my book. One is, the only lie that will ever net you a dollar is the lie you don't tell. And you can spend your whole life building your reputation, and all you got to do is turn on the TV and watch politics. Spend your whole life building character and lose it in 10 seconds. So having said that, and you can comment on it, Diana, how do you deal with the issue of trust? Because I may be a little bit thin-skinned when it comes to ever trusting anybody again who has lied to me. I firmly tell people, if you're in a pressure situation and you know you can't get out of it, don't say anything, but don't lie, because you can never regain that trust. And I mean little things. I was supposed to pick you up at 7:30. I'm sorry, I wasn't where I said I was. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about trust that relates to character and integrity.
Once you destroy that trust, it is so difficult. I'm just like you. Once you have lied to me, it's going to take years to rebuild, and people just don't seem to get that. Their actions also, that their actions have to match their words. If they seem to be some person, have some character trait on stage, what I mean by on stage, I mean when they're with you, when they're in front of other people, when they're in a meeting, when they're speaking, and then off stage, so to speak, when they're behind the scenes, they act in a different way, you know, like the Anthony Weiner kind of situation. It totally destroys who you are. In other words, if they seem so genuine and sincere when they're up in front of a group or in a meeting, and then you see them talking to the bell captain at the hotel in a harsh, arrogant way, it destroys everything they've said in the meeting. It destroys everything that you think about them, and you just can't rebuild that. That's what I mean about your actions must match your words. And the only solution I know to that, and I've had people ask me that when I've coached executives, and they'll say, you know, I blew it, you know, 5 years ago, and I just can't seem to rebuild the trust with my colleagues. The only way you can do that is to increase the chances that people see you and over and over and over telling the truth, even when it goes against your best interest, if they can see you in multiple situations telling the truth over and over, even when it hurts you, then it will take years. It will take years to rebuild it, but that's what it takes.
Yeah, and that, just a little off the subject here, a dear friend of mine, he's been around a long time. He said, Stu, what's the biggest problem we're facing in the world? We always have these discussions. And I sat and hesitated and said, terrorism. He said, wrong answer, corruption. And corruption entails a lot of what we're talking about, because for some of the sinful things that are said, and it's standard in politics, and I always say, if you're going to get in politics and you're just going to have to do it, and you have to accept the compromise. But I think corruption is a huge issue. Your book focuses on leadership. You always hear the typical cliches that do what you love and love what you're doing, and everybody can be a leader. You may be a leader in your own right, and we're all individuals, and there's a certain uniqueness to all of us. But why force or coerce someone into a leadership role? You know, we had the infantry in the service that won a lot of battles. How do you encourage people who don't see themselves as leaders, but can find terrific, respectable, admirable lives as followers, if you want to use the word followers?
Everybody needs to learn how to be a follower, and everybody can't be a chief, but they can, whatever position they're in. You know, that's just a buzz thing now that everybody has to be a leader. I think what people mean, you know, because it is a buzzword, I think what people should be appropriately saying is that everybody needs to be a contributor, and that's what they're trying to get people to do, I think, internally, is to be your personal best and exhibit the traits of leadership, not necessarily be in a leadership role of other people, but exhibit the traits of leadership, and these are the traits. You're a contributor in your role, whatever that is. But every leader who's even in a leadership role should be a follower of someone, because you should always be aiming up and have some mentor somewhere that you're learning from, because leaders are always learners, as I mentioned earlier. And part of your role as a leader is to introduce your followers to other people they should be emulating. I mean, we're always striving to improve in whatever area that is. So I think followership is a discipline to learn as well. You need to teach people what books they should be reading, what audios they should be listening to, what skills they should be learning, just like you are introducing all of your many followers and fans to these are important traits to listen to, these are important people to listen to. And that's part of followership. You know, the people who read my books, I try to introduce them to other authors that are good, other TV hosts that are good, every radio host that are good, saying, these people I respect, listen to them.
Salient points, well made, and you know, the truth is the best. And a lot of people think, well, am I going to be better off not telling the truth? Issues, and I just thought of an extreme one. If someone is dying and in the family, that's a tough decision, but it's justifiable in a lot less serious cases as well. But I I've interviewed Jack Welch several times, and one of the most enjoyable interviews, along with you, of course. Jack was pretty straightforward. You know, he had the 20-70-10 differentiation, and the people at the bottom he fired, Neutron Jack. And he did it out of not only the good for the company, but for the people who are just never going, for whatever reason, to be able to be successful in that role. How do you relate this in business today in most cases? Has there been a change, or has there been an attitude change?
I think that that's still the case. I have a chapter in Communicate Like a Leader calling fire people to be fair. That's the name of that chapter. and it talks about the to look at it, because most people hate to even give a bad negative bad review. You know, even if they're not, the companies now are throwing away the annual review, and they just talk to people periodically about their performance. But I think that if you have the mindset as a manager, as a leader, to say this person is not performing well, it's stress on them. They're thinking, when's the axe going to fall? I know I'm not performing up to standard. I know I'm not doing well. And they, if you can approach the discussion and the fact that you have to let them go, as thinking, I am doing them a favor ultimately, long term, to help them move along, to move into a position, another organization where they can do well, you will have that conversation sooner and faster and more positively. And the rest of your team, the morale will go up tremendously. I know I had somebody working for me. I call her Gertrude because I'm disguising her name, but she was an excellent employee, but she was the most negative person. It was like a downpour on our office because she was always grousing about something. And finally, I let her go. This was early in my career, before I learned this principle, and I finally terminated her. And her best friend, who worked there, finally said, I can't believe how the morale in our office has lifted now that she's gone. So the whole productive situation changed when she left. I mean, I can believe how it affected everybody.
I always hate to do this. I hate interrupting when I've got a great guest, great book. Diana Boer, Communicate Like a Leader, Connecting Strategically to Coach, Inspire, and Get Things Done. Come back, Diana.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
303-4607.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Jackie Mason talking. You know, I was just talking to Stu Taylor. You know who he is? I bet you do, because I don't, but I was just on his show. Why, I don't know. But thank you anyway for whatever it is that he could have done for me, which obviously is not too much.
Just a little plug for The Big Agenda with David Horowitz, who's been on the show many times. He's the Washington Post called him. Normally you'd take it as an insult. I call it a supreme compliment. The conservative godfather for Trump advisors. If you haven't read the book Big Agenda, read it. And if you haven't read the book Scorched Earth, which I've still got to get through. I've got so many things. I'm about halfway through it. Michael Savage. It's another true, tremendous recommendation that I have for you. I mentioned before our last interview, Jeff Sessions. I have had, and people used to say way before Trump was going to be president, just years and years, and I would say, I can think of maybe about six or eight members of Congress that I really like. I can only think of a couple right now. But at the top of every list for me was Jeff Sessions. And I think he's had a very distinguished career. And anytime you're a politician, especially when you're dealing on the right with the rabid, insane, vicious left, you want to be subject to criticism. Jeff Sessions, at least publicly, has kind of disappeared from the fray, recusing himself on the James Comey issue, in the background on others, perhaps disagreeing with Trump on another issue, under suspicion for, if not collaborating, perhaps not telling the truth about a certain thing. Now, I don't come on here and falsely say it can't happen. The guy's too great. You know, I think it happens with everyone, and I don't know what's going on with Jeff Sessions, if anything. Maybe I've been sold a bill of goods. But Trump now reportedly, and this is one of the things that's really starting to concern me, is reportedly unhappy with Jeff Sessions. You know, when he started this, other than his love for Mad Dog, his real love, I think, was for Jeff Sessions. He's become disenchanted with Jeff Sessions. He's apparently become disenchanted pardon me, a little frog in my throat. I have to take a sip of water. Don't hang up. Don't turn it off. He's become disenchanted with his vice president, Mike Pence, again, allegedly. Now, if you listen to the reports from Kellyanne Conway, Sean Spicer, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who, by the way, does a nice job, and anybody related to Mike Huckabee I like. It's happening too much. And there are too many mixed signals that are going on out there for the public. And when it reaches the level that I'm at, I don't mean talk radio host. What I mean was that when it reaches the level that I'm at, which is a huge supporter of Donald Trump, because I honest to God think this represents our last chance. It can't come from Congress because they're a bunch of jellyfish. I think we have to hold the road with Trump and back him 100%. I mean, I back the guy 100%. The party doesn't because they're consumed with thinking about themselves, the $176,000 a year they get, the perks, the benefits, the speaking engagements, the number of times, weeks and months off from Congress. You know, it's not a bad life. Someone says, gee, if you went back, I've had a few people say, would you like to do that? And I think the answer is, you know, if I could get to the end stage, I'm not talking about death. I mean, if I could get to Congress without going through all the crap you have to go through with shaking hands and smiling and kissing babies. I don't mind kissing babies. I just couldn't do it. You know, if I'm at a function for 2 or 3 hours, I do it, and I'm not faking it. I love it. I truly feel impassioned. But if I'm on duty to do this 24/7, it's not anything against anybody. I think most, you know, you're angry at this, you're angry. Talk to most people. Most people are a fine, decent people. We have to make sure we don't begin the infiltration of those who are going to stir this great melting pot we've had, and I think it's a little late on that. But you've got to put your trust in Trump, because I can't come on here every single day. I can allude to it if it's a story and talk about how much he has done to get the wheels in motion to benefit the American people. I don't agree with everything he says. A lot of things, I mean, I just truly take me by surprise, but that's Trump. I don't agree with everything he does. But if you were to ask me who is comparable with him in my lifetime, and I know I sound like a lot of other conservatives, I have to say Ronald Reagan. I don't know of anybody else who's avoided the shuffle to take on issues directly, and he's fighting everybody. In one sense, his personality flaw makes it impossible for him to handle this. In the other sense, I find myself a minute later turning around and saying, go for the jugular. These miserable despots and despicable people, these deplorables, they deserve it. You have to come to grips with what I'm saying, because my biggest disconnect with people is they just keep saying, I can't stand his personality. And then I'd say, how about Hillary? Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Stu Taylor.
now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with Invent Health.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at Invent Help.
Call Invent Help today for free information. Invent Help has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. Invent Help can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call Invent Help today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put Invent Help in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
All right, we're back, and got a great guest on, a lot of success and a very impressive resume. When I get someone disqualified in his or her field, I have to figure out how to shorten this with a synopsis because we don't want to spend 5 or 10 minutes going through it. Her name is A. Sophie Wade. She's the founder and workforce innovation specialist of FlexCell Network. It's a consulting agency that facilitates corporations' transition to substantially different work-related environments. And boy, we're seeing a lot of new work-related environments as we move along here. She has worked in 5 countries, helping major corporations and entrepreneurs develop in the areas of finance. She's helped them execute strategic incentives, build teams and ventures, and a good person to know if you're in business. And the name of the book, Embracing Progress, Next Steps for the Future of Work, and it is published by Advantage. Pleasure to have you on, Sophie.
Thank you, Stu. Great to be here.
Yeah, I look at this and it just, certain things stick out in your mind, things you might have heard a while ago. And I was watching Joe Cannon, and who's been on this show, and CNBC the other day, and they were having a discussion about jobs and the future of work. And one of the guests, and I can't remember who it was, this isn't my statement, but the fastest growing industry in the United States now for work, which could bode poorly for people but well for machines, is the development and manufacture of robots. I think it's important enough so that that fits into the context of this conversation. Can you comment on it?
Well, robots and automation are two slightly different things. Robots tend to be thought of as sort of two-legged, looking like humans. That's different from automation, which is really sort of using computers to scale businesses. I think, honestly, there is more... There is more threat of job replacement in terms of automation, simply being able to be scalable using online platforms, for example. I mean, just the fact that, you know, Twitter has fewer than 16,000 people. Facebook has 16,000 people. Twitter has 4. Amazon has only had up to about 240,000 people versus Walmart's 2.5 million. So it's just being able to you know, have bigger businesses with fewer people that is really changing the dynamics of how we're running businesses. I think, you know, there is a big consumer boom is forecast for robots in terms of, in addition to, you know, cute dogs that might be sort of, you know, in your house or vacuum cleaners and things like that, they are looking for some very, very interesting applications for robots. For example, as companions to help older people or people who want to live at home, sort of assisted living. There's some very complex robots that are being trialed in those situations. But I think automation is where the big changes are coming and where drones are being able to both do things that we haven't been able to do before as well as replace some jobs. So I think the challenge is going to be in reskilling, because certainly there are going to need to be a lot of reskilling.
There's obviously a lot of I'm not sure the word is controversy, but certainly talk because of the wonderment of technology and how fast it's moved forward and the developments. I mean, my head spins every day. I can't believe it. And yet, You know, Steve Forbes said in an interview with me, you know, we take two steps forward and one back. What are the positive and negative influences on our workforce today with the symbiosis with technology and the adversity that it presents?
I think there are lots of positive influences. I mean, one of the it is, in my opinion, the biggest driving factor for what is sort of known now as the future of work environment. And it is really enabling us to work in different ways. So the fact that we have, the fact that 68% of Americans have powerful mobile computers in their hands allows us to work in very different ways and to have scalable platforms and to be able to do video conferencing from, you know, FaceTiming, whatever it might be, and all those other kind of video platforms allowing people to work, you know, very, in a quite a strong collaborative way wherever they might be. And sort of no end of other applications and platforms that we can use, those are really changing the dynamics of business insofar as we can sort of say, well, we don't have to go to an office and there's the only one desktop computer that each person has that they have to actually be in a particular location to use. And so work is going from being a sort of fixed place and time to an activity. And with that comes a huge amount of change. The challenges on that particular aspect are that it's one aspect, is that it really changes the boundaries. It blurs boundaries, and there were many complaints that we're sort of working 24/7. Well, at the same time with people sort of doing their emails at night, they're also, you know, doing their social media and tweeting and doing their Facebook in the office as well. So one of the challenges really is to create our own boundaries. And that kind of sort of discipline or creating boundaries where you never had any before, that's quite hard. So there are many different aspects to technology, which some of which are very obvious, and others that are not so obvious in terms of really sort of changing the overall, you know, day-to-day of how we're doing our businesses. It, you know, it's very, very powerful in terms of, you know, startup entrepreneurs or people who want to extend their businesses who might be starting up from scratch. It used to be extremely expensive to be launching a business as an entrepreneur. But now, you know, one can really be reaching a global marketplace from one's home. And that is a huge change in terms of the opportunity for each individual. And it allows entrepreneurs and an entrepreneurial mindset for almost everybody. The downsides are that there's a lot of thought. I just saw an article which was talking about the fact that algorithms should be regulated. And there are many different aspects of technology which we could be thoughtful about in terms of how we're utilizing it, because there are so many changes happening at the same time. And this is destabilizing for some people in terms of really trying to adapt sufficiently quickly to sort of an understanding as we're going through these changes, really what's happening and how to organize their life and their business.
Is there a cognitive disconnect from a lot of companies trying to keep up with today's times and making a basic confusing decision whether to go with strategy when they should be strategizing and instead they go with tactics?
Yes. I mean, I think the challenge which I address in my book is the fact that there's a lot of talk of this phrase digital transformation, and that really means, you know, taking a step back, or that's the way I recommend doing it, taking a step back and really looking fundamentally, not just as adding email or adding certain sort of facilitating communication through technology, but really fundamentally disrupting your own business using technology. And I use the example of the Taxi and Limousine Commission which is a TLC in New York, versus Uber. And if you think about it, you know, the TLC had made some incremental improvements, you know, texting you if a car service was coming, adding new capabilities like that. Whereas Uber or another one of those, I'm not advocating for a particular company, but just the concept of Lyft or Juno, or there are many of them, looking at the fundamental proposition for the customer and really saying, not looking at how we're doing business and how we can incrementally improve it, but saying fundamentally, how can we actually look at the customer proposition and change that dynamic and then start from there? So it's very hard for many existing companies to really step back and not be massively influenced by how they're running operations right now, but really saying, if we could do these different, you know, things in a very, very different way and run it as we would optimally run it, if we could have the most amazing technology, let's have a look at that and then see if that technology is available. Those type of steps are very hard. So companies that are older than 5 years maybe are finding this digital transformation, and according to McKinsey, only 30% of U.S. corporations have actually undergone that transformation so far.
Okay. Sophie, are you able to stay with us for one more segment?
Yes, of course.
All right. This is Stu Taylor. We're breaking. We'll be back with Embracing Progress, Next Steps for the Future of Work, A. Sophie Wade.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Charlie Gasparino, senior correspondent for Fox News and the Fox Business Network. Thanks, Stu Taylor, for a great interview.
All right, we'll rejoin Kate Sophie Wade. She is the author of Embracing Progress, Next Steps for the Future of Work. It's published by Advantage, and I think it's an important book and a highly credible one. I know that I'm going to give you a short question, and it requires a many-hour answer, so I'll have you reduce the synopsis of this. There's a lot that goes into starting a business from point one all the way through it. Companies come to you and they ask for your advice. They want to, it begins, as you say, with developing a vision. Can you give us a kind of a step-by-step process how this unfolds?
For starting a business, well, it depends. It depends how you're starting a business, and there are so many people. One of the in the course of my what is unfolding in the future of work, there are so many more people who are now coming out of the corporate world and really looking at an entrepreneurial situation and really sort of considering that as a new option for themselves. And so, for many people, starting a business is really. Sometimes they're doing it on the side, and what many sort of the younger generation are talking about in terms of a side hustle and experimenting with something on the side. So it can be, you know, how about I try this out? I'll still keep my other job or jobs or other projects, and really now I have an idea, sort of developing it and seeing if it works, trying to you know, to understand if this the proposition works, it's, you know, resonating with people, and taking a few steps to explore the first elements of, do I have a proposition that is viable? And then perhaps, you know, building that up and at some point pulling the plug on the steady revenue and going for their entrepreneurial, venture. I think, other people are really just have an idea and they know this is it and they'll just stop everything and get started. And I've written many, many business plans, PPMs as they were called, private placement memorandums, and built the financials for them. And whilst the financials honestly can look however you want them to look, there are only usually a couple of factors that really you can toggle that make a huge difference to the success of the business, and finding those out. I mean, the finances, as I say, can look however you want them to, but really the exercise of going through every single line item is very, very, very important when exploring the viability of a plan and finding those key factors that are really going to make a difference as to whether you believe that you can succeed in terms of the model. And then really going out and testing it. I mean, those are some of the key elements. Thinking it through very, very carefully, testing it out in the marketplace, looking at the competitors, and looking at all the different ways. I mean, there are technologies we were talking about before. There are so many very exciting ways that technology can facilitate launching a new business, whether it be, you know, from inexpensive business cards to being able to reach global markets, to be able to leverage talent wherever they may be. Distributed, there are so many companies that have very small headquarters or not even have a headquarters at all because everybody is distributed and nobody actually might have actually met in state, you know, face-to-face, you know, ever perhaps, or, you know, perhaps only the sort of company, you know, community activities. So there are so many different ways to think about how to develop how the business operates using a lot of technology and leveraging resources wherever they may be. So there are very different ways to be doing it these days. And also now, in addition to, you know, starting with friends and family and maxing out your credit cards, there's also things like crowdfunding, which can be powerful ways to do prototypes and see if you have a marketplace out there by just testing. So far, you know, in crowdfunding, about 70% come from either your immediate network and one sort of degree of separation away. So, you know, it can be a good way to prototype and see if there's a marketplace. You can use the crowdfunding as a sort of pre-order, pre-sale. So those are sort of different elements. I hope that's sufficiently answered your question.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from the book? And what are some of the differentiating characteristics of this book from other business, similar business books out?
I think, you know, I've had some great feedback. It's quite a dense book in terms of it is really full of information and everything is backed up by research and studies. But I do feel that really trying to, first of all, I believe that we're still, for many people, we're still in the information phase and really people understanding. You know, a lot of people understand that there are things that are changing, but not quite to what extent they are changing in so many different ways. And so having a really understanding of the full picture could be quite a broad-based explanation of all the different areas. And then backing that up with research to really show, one, that it isn't going to go away, that this is the way that we're going, and it is progress. We have so much more understanding, so much more research to explain why productivity is so low, why employee engagement is so low, and that engaging people actually is a win-win for both the business and the employees. They are sort of happier, more engaged, more into their work, and they are more productive, and their business benefits as a result. In comparison to other books, I do think mine is sort of, you know, broader because I've tried to sort of paint the picture, and I am very interested in intellectually and in tactically, as you're talking about. The challenge with the tactics is that there are so many different pieces to the puzzle and kind of trying to work out really where to start first. So I advocate for stepping back, using first principles, as I was talking about earlier, really stepping back just to say, well, how to really think about my business from the fundamental basics of it and build from there. And then the prioritization. So I talk about engagement, personalization, integration, and choice as being the sort of the four key priorities. Because I think if one focuses on those, then you can really sort of see how to move your company forward. At the same time, culture is really the core of everything that radiates out to make sure that you can attract and retain the key people that you want. So I think that those are different elements.
All right. Do you quickly have a website to add, Sophie?
I do. It's sophiewade.com, SophieWade.com. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks. It's been a pleasure having you on. And it's been a pleasure having our listenership here as we continue tomorrow. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.